Good morning. We have a packed house, I see.
We would meet at night, we would have more people.
Oh, I bet we would.
Not with this agenda. There's not much air.
Just for information, Councilman Wilson is representing the council at the Soil Conservation Annual Meeting, National Annual Meeting.
We're in Las Vegas?
I think he's in
San Antonio.
Oh, San Antonio.
We'll call the meeting to order for January 29, 2013. Mr. Lawson, approve the agenda.
Yes, good morning, Mr. President. Thank you. We can amend the agenda by striking all items under executive session and possible action on executive session.
Entertain a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
Yes.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Phillips, second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Phillips?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. We had a copy of the minutes of the 22nd of January. Any questions, concerns, or corrections? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Mr. Moore, correspondence.
Yes, there are two, Mr. President. The first is from the Delaware Nature Society. On behalf of the Delaware Nature Society, we thank you for the December 2012 gift of $1,000 from the Sussex County Council in support of our scholarship fund at Abbott's Mill Nature Center. We are very appreciative of your steadfast generosity. The second is an email from Tina Shockley to Councilwoman Deaver. And this was received last week, and it says the public comment period closed on an extensive set of revisions to DLDOT's regulations regarding traffic impact studies. Highlights include a new regulation for how study areas are to be defined and greatly expanded regulations regarding transportation improvement districts. There is a significant amount of material available on our website, www.deldot.gov, http://www.deldot.gov, under Hot Topics. We can arrange a briefing for you and any other council persons if necessary. With that said, we have yet to fully process the comments we've received and determine our next steps. And that is all, Mr. President.
Mr. President, Saturday night I attended the Dagsboro Volunteer Fire Department's annual banquet, and they presented the council with a thank you plaque for our effort in recognizing Justin E. Townsend, the young fireman who was killed in the line of duty this past year. And I'll let Mr. Lawson properly display this.
Mrs. Deaver, you had something?
I've been getting emails from folks that, from the Delaware Manufactured Homeowners Association about parks that actually over in your district and Vance's district there have unhealthy situations. I'm kind of looking at what, if anything, the council, I will be getting a report to you too, out of courtesy. Just to let you know what's going on over there. You know, they're talking about sewage. They're talking about all other unhealthy situations. I'm just looking at, is there anything the county should or could do? If not, then maybe we should just notify DenRec and and the Attorney General. But that's
We would need to know what those unhealthy conditions
are.
I will have it for you.
I will have I'll have the detail for you. And then sometimes you wonder if you push the park owners too hard, then are they going to retaliate against it? Just don't know what to do there.
If you get us a copy of that, sure.
Absolutely.
Sure. Thank you. Anything else from council? Mr. Lawson.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Three items today to cover on the county administrator's report. Number one, there were 33,857 pounds of recycled material received at the Recycle Delaware pods in the West Complex in Georgetown during the months of October, November, and December 2012. Attached are reports received for each month. The total amount of the recyclable goods received at the West Complex during 2012 was 137,365 pounds. Item number two, per the attached engineering department fact sheet, the villages at Herring Creek Phase 2 and the landings at Pepper Creek, otherwise known as the Marina at Pepper's Creek, Phase 2, have reached substantial completion effective January 24th and 25th, 2013, respectively. And item number three, per the attached Delaware State Police activity report for December, there were 3,247 total traffic arrests and 1,748 total criminal arrests. Of that, 827 were felony and 921 were misdemeanor criminal arrests. bringing the total hours of duty spent to 39% on criminal investigations. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. John Ashland. Good morning.
Good morning. John Ashman, Director of Utility Planning. Normally, I'd be here this morning to ask you to make a decision on the expansion of the Millville Sanitary Sewer District for SR 26 Phase 3. The Engineering Department held a public meeting on Thursday evening, January 24th, at the Town Hall. To say the least, the meeting was not well attended. We do not know whether it was all because of the weather or whether we did not get the publicity out there and to the people enough to get attendance. We believe a lot of it was the weather, because talking with the people from Town Hall, there was interest and there just was not a good showing of people.
What was that date again?
What was that?
The date again?
Thursday, the 24th, the past
Thursday.
Oh, okay.
Thursday. Well, it's not a holiday. Yeah, okay.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Very, very cold.
So
it was cold, very cold.
Our recommendation at this time is we'd like to repost the area, mail letters to all the property owners along with the map so that they know that they're in the area, and probably do a press release, even though it's a smaller area, but I think we need to do something to try to get the people there. We'd rather make a decision with a group.
Is it possible, John, you know how the state puts up those informational signs every once in a while when they're doing some work? If we could maybe borrow one of the, ask them if we could borrow one and put maybe alongside the road there in the section that's going to be affected, and maybe have it up there? I mean, I'm sure that they've got them available at the Del Dot substation there in Dagsburg.
On a larger area, I would say that's a good idea, but where there's not a lot of properties in here, I think if we do a mailing out.
Now, there may be other people who may not live there, but are going to be affected, because Route 26, when you start that work, is going to affect not just those people who live there, but it'll ripple right on down the road.
That's something I guess we could I would see whether we could do something.
Yeah, check into that. That would definitely, there's no excuse then if they don't show up, because the people who drive that road every day, and just plus, like I say, business people, you know, need to be aware of what we're going to be doing there.
Right, correct. Mm-hmm. So our recommendation is to do that and do another meeting in approximately 30 to 45 days. And and I just wanted to let you know that town officials that were present agreed that we should probably hold a second meeting.
Sure.
And Mike has talked to Gerald Hocker, and he agrees that we should also do that.
And when would the work begin? It wouldn't begin during the high season, would it?
No, it's going to run with the Del Dot project at this
mm-hmm.
point in time.
Okay.
So after that, we will report back to you on the feelings from the audience.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of people don't realize that they're going to be done jointly. They're probably some people probably think they're independent of one another. So.
And according to the talking with the town officials, that's what they were. The people were concerned that did see the notices that the town was trying to annex them, not just the sewer district and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we just feel that there wasn't a good enough representation there for us.
Okay. We'll see you back here then.
Thank you.
Let's go to grant requests. Mrs.
Okay.
Webb?
A few today. The first one, Southern Delaware Coral Society.
Yeah, we gave them a grant last time. Do you have a record of that?
Yes. Last time in 11, they received a $1,000 grant, $600 from Mrs. Deaver's account, and $100 each from all others.
Yeah, it's a countywide event, and I would make the motion that we continue that policy.
Second.
I have a motion, Mrs. Deaver, second, Mr. Cole, to grant $1,000 to the Southern Delaware Coral Society for performance expenses, $600, Mrs. Deaver, $100 each from Councilman Cole, Councilman Phillips, Councilman Wilson, and myself. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Phillips?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
The Hawk's Eye Property Owners Association.
That is it was suggested by Mr. Godwin, and it's a good idea. The bike trail folks are parking all over their community in front of their houses. All they're asking for are some money to put up signs, to try to control that. Now, did they say how much?
Specifically $460.
Okay, that's my district. I'll be glad to contribute that to my account.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver, second, Mr. Cole, to grant $460, Mrs. Deaver's account, to the Hawk's Eye Property Owners Association for signage costs. Any question on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Phillips?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
The Sussex County Science Fair. This is a grant that everyone has participated in the past.
How much was it?
$200 each for $1,000.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Second.
Mrs. Deaver.
Mm-hmm.
Grant $1,000 to Sussex County's Science Fair, $200 each council district. Any questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
And the Georgetown Millsboro Rotary Club.
Mr. Wilson and I would like to donate $500 each. Money's going to ultimately go to college scholarships to deserved team leaders.
A motion, Mr. Phillips, second.
Yes, second.
Deaver to grant $1,000 to Georgetown Millsboro Rotary Club to sponsor the club's winter event. $500 for Mr. Phillips and $500 Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
That's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Mr. Moore, any proposed zoning ordinance introductions?
There is not.
Okay. We have one additional business, Mr. Guy. Okay. And we'll kind of wait for 10:30. Joe Clinton.
Bill Clinton. Would you say?
Go.
Okay. Woo. I was thinking about the Democrats.
I don't think it's. No, I can't make it that bad.
I'm Joe Clingy.
Okay.
That's better. Clingy. That's better.
I said Clingy. Clingy from Rehoboth Beach and here with the League of Women Voters. I received an email from the Delaware Coastal Programs with an invitation to a presentation that they're doing on February 13th at Cape Henlopen High School. They did this perhaps a year to 18 months ago. I know Ms. Deaver attended. I was hoping that I were urging each of you to attend. So much of your decisions on land use have to do with what, you know, where you're placing wastewater treatments and where developments are going in. And there has been so much publicity through the years, and particularly this month with the News Journal, the New York Times, Science Times had a long article, the history of how far inland water has gone. And I am concerned that the county needs to be paying a great deal more attention to this. I've brought along the copy of that email. And I also attached to it the positions that the League of Women Voters nationally and locally take with regard to these issues of climate change and public education regarding this, the Coastal Zone Act and all that, just so you know where we're coming from and what we're paying a lot of attention to. But I do hope that you will take this opportunity and any others that come along to learn more about this and to use that information in the decisions that you're making going forward.
Yeah, that last meeting was very well attended.
It was. It was. And yeah, be there again. Thank you.
Thank you.
It would be appropriate, Mr. President, that the meeting be recessed for 10 minutes and come back in.
Yeah. We need a motion to recess. Need a motion?
Yes.
Entertain a motion to recess for 10 minutes.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Phillips, second.
Second.
Mr. Coles, any question on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Oh, I forgot what we were voting on. But I'll vote yes. I don't even know what I'm voting on.
I'll vote yes. Motion carried. We're going to recess at 10:30.
I'll vote on that, yes.